Welcome to today's market report.
European shares rallied on Tuesday, taking cues from strengthening Asian markets and on Wall Street, as peace talks between Russia and Ukraine yielded the most tangible sign yet of progress towards negotiating an end to the war. The pan-European stock 600 index climbed 1.6% to its highest in nearly a month and extended gains to a third straight session as a sell-off in bonds continued. All major sectors were in positive territory, led by automakers and banks, which jumped 5.6% and 3.8% respectively. Russia promised on Tuesday to scale down military operations around Kyiv and northern Ukraine as a confidence-building setup. Ukraine proposed adopting a neutral status in the most detailed formula yet for a potential settlement to a five-week conflict. After the potential breakthrough in peace talks, European stocks accelerated gains made earlier in the day, as there has been real concern not just about violence on Europe's doorstep, but also the effects on commodities. Germany's two-year yield briefly turned positive for the first time since 2014, while the US 2-year 10-year Treasury yield curve moved another step closer to inversion. You're not seeing the same movements in German treasury markets as in the US, but soaring inflation could prompt the ECB too to tighten faster than anticipated, which will spur an increased cost of living squeeze for consumers. The other worry is a possible recession indicated. Investor focus is also on oil and gas suppliers after Russia said it would accept payments for its gas exports in rubles. Russian gas accounts for about 40% of Europe's total consumption, and the move could exacerbate a crunch in the continent and fan inflation. The GBP/USD gave up all gains and dropped back under 131 after reaching earlier a day high at 131.59. The dollar gained strength as Wall Street trimmed gains, while the pound weakened. Euro-dollar was trading just below 111, maintaining its bullish potential.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.